This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Come on, Jack. This is Brian.
Yo, Brian. How's it going? It's Grant.
What's up?
Well, you know, we're just having a great month. That's pretty much all.
So yeah, wonderful month.
It's going well. I want to see this volume every month if possible. I mean, it's just been fantastic.
Yep.
I just wanted to talk to you about one or two more deals that we could potentially get wrapped up pretty quick. So you sent me an email on Reseda Enterprise yesterday giving me different buy rates, like for example 129 over 18 months. I was wondering, could we just go with the on-deck core pricing where it's a 128 buy rate instead of the 129 sent over, because we're already going to be cutting points anyways, and then I'll wrap it up like that.
Sorry, we have like a million rates. I need to figure out what rate you're going with and what rate.
Yeah.
So the 128 is gold pricing. What were you trying to do there?
Just because we're already cutting points and it's impossible to miss the OFI, we're just trying to get the lowest buy rate we possibly can on 15 and 18 months. And I saw that we have a 129 sent over, but I think that...
That's my B. So what happened was, I didn't notice that the deal came out with gold rates already, which is actually better on, it was late. It's actually, so I basically didn't really get you anything at all. Now I'm looking at it. So I didn't realize it was gold. So, the rates are same on 15 and then a point higher on 18 with platinum. So you already had better pricing than platinum or stronger pricing than platinum. What did you want to use?
So at 18 months, would it be a 128? Right now I have it at a 129.
Yeah, ignore what I sent you last night. Just pretend that didn't happen. Pretend that didn't happen at all. how many points were you guys looking to make? Let me see if I can get some pricing for you.
We were thinking about cutting it down to 5, and then if we have to, 4.
I guess I guess I was confused because you had mentioned you were trying to get a sell 134, 135, but you kind of already have that over 18, and that would be a 134 would be paying 6.
Yeah, exactly. So we got a 128 buy though at 18 months, and then a what is it?
So 124. Yeah, 124.
That's still 124 at 15 months.
So it matches on 15 as what I gave you, and then what I gave you is a point worse on 18, which is why you can just full-on ignore it. Didn't notice that. I was just going off of what you were targeting and
what
rates we have for platinum. Did you still need better rates, or did you want to just go with the 128 buy rate?
I mean, shoot, if you're offering better rates, but, you know, really what we're just doing is saying, look, we're going to drop our points anyways to 5, so if there's any chance to get better rates, we know this customer is going to fight on the price, so that's what we were kind of going for. But, yeah, I think that the 128 at 18 months should cut it, but, I mean, if you can offer better, you can let us know, too.
Yep. Try with the 128, and I'll just see if we can maybe drop a point and just pay an extra point on the back end for it. But we'll let you know probably within the next hour or so. Just need to get approval on it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I'm going to change this on my end so it's a 128 on 18 months, send that over to the rep, and hopefully we can wrap up another one. The other thing that I'm just going to say, please keep an eye out for, is the deal that we were kind of going back and forth on earlier, KitSap. I know we weren't able to get an exception earlier, but their core spot balance is down, you know, now to about 90K, and I'll probably just send you an email and just see if at the end of the month if there's some way we can push it through. I'll be sending that over shortly.
Wonderful. We'll take a look.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. You have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.